When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Second date update.
While this dating story may sound weird to a lot of our listeners, it sounds right on the nose for me.
Really?
Oh.
Because one of our listeners, Adam, just said in his email he blindfolded his date out in a parking lot, and the rest is history.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Adam, have we hung out before?
What the heck?
I don't think so, man, but I'd like to.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay. So we'll get into your blindfolding antics in just a second. But
I
first,
bet you'll get into those.
Yeah, I want to know all about
Jeffrey,
it.
I bet.
Tell us about the girl you want us to call. What's her name?
Erin.
Okay.
Erin. Okay.
Is Erin physically okay right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't she be?
Because we led with you blindfolded her in a dark parking lot.
And apparently you can't get in touch with her now. So
I just want to make sure she's not in a trunk or something.
Oh, no. She's fine.
Okay. Where'd you meet Erin?
She can breathe.
We met on a dating app.
Okay. It's not getting less sketchy.
Yeah. No, come on. That's normal.
It is. It is. Except for the blindfold part.
Some
okay.
people are into that, Brooke.
Yeah. Well, that's just the thing. All these dating apps, you go on so many dates and they're all kind of same. So I did some research online of maybe some creative things for the first date. And like I read in the article, it enhances the meal. So yeah, if you're having a blind date, why not have an actual blind date?
That came up online as a suggestion.
So wait, you decided that she couldn't look at you the entire day or what?
Yeah, why don't you run us through how this works?
Yeah, and how you proposed it to her. Because I can't imagine someone saying yes to a stranger on this one.
At first, she was kind of timid towards us, like, maybe I'm not so sure about this. But then I sent her the link from what I was reading, and she kind of eased into the idea, and she was like, yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Was the link to 50 Shades of Grey?
That probably would have worked. Girls love that.
I know.
No, I guess I'm still confused on what the date is, though. Like, what did you do? What is the idea?
Explain that to us.
Sure. So we met at the restaurant. She got out of her car and texted me that she was there. And then so I walked over and then put the blindfold on. And I was a gentleman. I walked her into the restaurant. I told the restaurant ahead of time. Yeah. Yeah, blindfolded.
And I have heard of this where they have like these dark restaurants now too, where you go in and you literally can't see anything and then you eat. Yeah, it's trendy. So that it, like you said, enhances the food. But like on a date, I mean, what was her response to this experience?
We were both having fun, you know, other than having a blindfold on, it was like any other first date. We were laughing and talking. I guess the only difference is that the waiter had to read to her, you know, what we were going to be eating that night.
Well, like, describe it to her instead of...
Right.
So, instead of being like, what are the specials? You're like, what's the entire menu?
Yeah. At any point, did you put a blindfold on too?
No, I kept my eyes wide open the whole time.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. I mean,
one-sided.
Well, but you're both into it, and it would be something to laugh about and something to talk about and move the date along the entire time. Yeah. I can't imagine there was probably a lot of awkward silence with your date being blindfolded.
No, she probably wouldn't let that. She'd run. Yeah. There was silence.
Right. Yeah. Not just enhance the food. Like when you lose one sense, you know, it kind of makes the sounds and everything in hands too. So maybe she enjoyed the conversation more without having to look at me. So.
Oh, wait, now I have to ask, did you guys kiss? Because that would be more enjoyable blindfolded.
We did not kiss while she had the blindfold on, no.
Okay, well, obviously you would ask if you could kiss her. I'm not saying just blindfold her and make out with her.
You didn't do the cardinal sin of blindfolding.
What's that?
Running behind her and putting bunny ears over her.
Oh, God, Jeffrey.
I can't tell you how many times that's happened to me. When I've been blindfolded.
That's why.
If I find out, Adam, that you did bunny ears to her while blindfolded, then you owe me a blindfold date.
Okay.
Oh, man. I would never.
Okay, that's right. You're a gentleman.
So, Adam, did she have the blindfold on the entire date? Did it ever come off?
So we had a nice dinner and everything was going well and she enjoyed the blindfold. And then it was time for dessert and I let her take off the blindfold. And
That's kind of a poor choice of words in this situation.
I unlocked the restraints and allowed her to remove the blindfold.
You're free now.
Okay, I didn't let her take off the blindfold. I suggested.
There it is.
All right. And how did she seem after the blindfold came off?
Pleasantly surprised. I apologize for not being more better looking, but
That's funny.
That's some good humor to put in there.
I was thinking that. I'm like, I hope, you know, she doesn't just think you're ugly, bro, but if you address that.
I mean, she's seen my pictures online, so she kind of knew what she was getting into, but
that's true too. You're right. I forgot about that.
How did everything end?
Well, like I said, we had dessert and we laughed and I paid the bill and, you know, we went back out to the parking lot and I was like, I'd really like to see you again. She's like, yeah, for sure. I'd really like to see you again, too. And
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Oh,
I'd like to see you again.
Okay.
That's clever.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
So, yeah, we texted a few times after the date, but trying to make more plans. She's always been busy and I really haven't heard much from her since. So I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least you did take it off. I'd be more concerned if it never came off. So, I mean, at least you did that.
Yeah, it would have been a lot of...
You can read someone's tone. I mean, it's the end of the night. She said, text me and I'll see you again.
And I'm glad that we heard about this type of date because now the next time I go into a Red Lobster and I see a girl blindfolded in a chair over there, I'll be like, oh, okay, she's just having a fun time.
I'm still going to emergency situation. That's going to still be my default.
Let's see where Aaron's at. We're going to play a song. We'll come back and we'll try and give her a call and get you a second date update. All right, Adam?
Awesome. Thank you.
Right, hold on. Second date update. Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
What do you call a blindfolded fascist?
What?
Whoa.
I don't know what.
A Nazi.
Nope.
Get it?
Yeah.
Nazi.
Oh, we're not starting this.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I crushing old blindfold jokes right now? Because one of our listeners, Adam, blindfolded his date, Aaron, when they went out to dinner. He got the idea off a dating website, which said blindfolding during the meal makes the food more tasty and the conversation flow better.
Yeah.
Apparently it worked. Adam says they had a really good time. The blindfold came off before they ate dessert. But Adam, we never asked you this. Was there anything that went wrong or felt weird during the blindfold date?
You know, I wouldn't say anything went wrong, but this thing happened a few times where since she couldn't see, she'd be reaching for a fork or a knife, and then she'd just knock her drink over and spill it all over the place.
Oh.
And that happened about two or three times. And one time she almost knocked over mine, too, but I was able to grab it before it fell over. So I was dry.
Oh. Wait, she got herself all wet?
Not completely wet. Most of it spilled onto the floor.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It's interesting that after two spills, you were like, let's give this one more chance. But, okay.
I was committed. It was a good date idea. You guys should try it.
And, you know, that's the thing. Obviously, she was, too, because she didn't take the blindfold off.
Right.
That's true. If she was, like, super uncomfortable, she would have just been like, okay, I'm done.
She likes to act like a toddler at the dining room table. I don't know.
Nice.
Okay, let's not forget she hasn't called him back.
That's true.
Something's wrong.
Well, let's figure it out. I'm going to dial her phone number right now. We're going to get your second date update. You ready, man?
I am ready. Thank you.
And remember, if this doesn't work out, you and I are going on a blindfold date.
Okay.
You got it, man.
All right.
No bunny ears.
No bunny ears. Here we go.
Yeah, he knows the rule.
Down the number now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Aaron?
Yeah, who's this?
My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Oh, hey.
Oh, she's laughing.
Maybe you listen every once in a while, Aaron?
I mean, I do a little. Maybe I've heard some of it before.
You've heard of us? That will take
She flipped through the stations once, and that's good enough.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing, Aaron, okay? The reason that we're calling is because we're doing something called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to help you figure out the reason why.
Okay. I don't know if I like where this is going, but all right.
Well, the guy who emailed us, his name's Adam.
Oh, guys. That guy.
Oh,
that guy.
It's a pretty unforgettable date you had with Adam.
Oh, my God. Like, okay, the guy blindfolds me, right?
Yeah, no, he told us all about the date and that he blindfolded you in the parking lot and led you into the restaurant. You guys ate a meal together.
But you knew about it because he said that he emailed you the link of the article saying why it's a fun first date.
Yeah, like, that was all fine. I figure, like, you know, I'm open to, like, a new experience.
Okay.
But what he didn't know, though, is that the blindfold was actually, like, not thick enough, and I could actually see everything that was going on.
Oh.
Oh, you could see through it?
Yeah, and I was pretending the whole time because I didn't want to, you know, he was having so much fun, like, thinking so innovative and stuff, so I didn't want to, like, blow it for him. And
Wait. That's nice of you.
That was nice.
Hold up, though. If you could see, why did you spill drinks everywhere?
Oh, he told you about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
He said you like spilled 3 different drinks and he thought like, I don't know, maybe that's why you weren't calling him back.
No, I did it on purpose.
What? Why?
I did it because he was kind of being like really sneaky and weird during the dates and I did this to kind of get him back.
Oh, what was he doing?
Wait,
he took you on a nice date.
So you're saying he got sneaky and weird after the blindfold was on?
He got really sneaky and really weird.
How? Oh. What did he do?
So he ordered a shrimp cocktail, which I guess I was supposed to, you know, of course I pretended like not to know what was coming.
Right.
And he's like talking to me and asking me questions about my life and my childhood and stuff. And then he's like, hold on, don't eat yet, right? And I can see through the blindfold, the guy goes over and takes a big shrimp. And then my entree comes, which is like seafood linguine, which I was like really looking forward to eating. And he starts eating that too.
What?
Oh, he's legit eating off your plate?
This guy's a genius.
Yeah, it's like, does he just go on dates with girls to blindfold them to eat their food? Like,
That seems like a stretch.
But why would he do that? Why would he eat your food?
Maybe he just wants to taste it.
You tell me. I don't know. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. And I actually felt like really like betrayed. Like, oh, this guy blindfolded me. He's texted me a million times about this idea. It's going to be so much fun. You're going to be blindfolded. And then, you know, there's this big reveal. But then, like, as he's sneaking my food, I'm like, he's just doing this to eat my damn food. And that's why he wound up with a few drinks on his lap, or at least I tried.
Okay. That's fair.
Okay.
So you could see through the blindfold. You saw him stealing the food.
Uh-huh.
And as revenge against him, you were trying to spill drinks on him.
100%. Two can play at this game.
And that's why you're not calling him back?
Yeah. That's why I'm not calling him back. It was the most bizarre, weirdest thing. If he can sneak that, who knows what else he's capable of sneaking? That kind of shows like a character flaw.
Yeah. I mean, next thing you know, he's going through your purse. He's stealing your wallet because you're blindfolded. You can't see. Yeah.
Exactly. Who knows what he's capable of? He could be sitting on the other line of a radio station waiting to talk to you while you have no idea.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it is crazy.
It is crazy, and it's happening right now because Adam actually is on the other line and wants to talk to you.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm taking the blindfold off now and letting you know Adam has been listening on the other line.
Oh, my God.
Adam, you there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron.
Surprise.
Oh, I had no idea that you could see me.
You're admitting to it.
He's guilty.
Why are you eating her food, Adam?
I didn't think she would notice.
You have one job to get a blindfold.
Like, how many other girls do you do this to? You just go on dates to eat their food? Like,
well, I didn't plan that going in, but while I was there, I was like, oh, she'll never know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy. Do you realize how rude and crazy that is?
I don't really think it's that crazy, but I mean, besides, your food... it just looked so much better than mine. I was like, ah.
Oh, man, I could totally see both sides on this one. Like, I'm protective of my food, but I also steal other people's. Like, I am always taking half of my husband's
food. But when they see you doing it.
I know.
But it's always your date's food or your husband or whoever. Yeah. They always look better than yours.
You know, Aaron, you can understand that, right?
No, I don't get it. My food. A kid's own food.
I thought maybe if the portions were smaller, you would think we were at a fancier restaurant.
He's good.
That's
dude.
Clever.
He has done this before.
I mean,
yeah. Oh, man.
I feel like I am still sensing a connection between you two, even though you guys disagree on the food eating thing.
Sometimes. I don't feel
it. And
this.
I kind of do too. I mean, you got to think about it, Aaron. Like, yeah, he should have asked, but also, to his defense, you should have told him that you could see him doing it.
Yeah, I mean, he was so excited about the blindfold thing. I'm not, like, a total heartless person, you know? I couldn't, like, rain on his parade that hard.
Well, you could have just found, a different fabric then to actually make it work if you had just been, just been honest.
Noted. So next time, better blindfolds.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
no blindfolds.
I've got a website that I can give you, Adam, where they have really high quality ones. Silk.
Appreciate that.
Okay. And that being said, I would love to send the two of you out on another date. Our show will pay for it. Aaron, what do you say?
If you want to go on the date, I'll go blindfold. You can take my food.
Oh.
You can even give me the bunny ears.
Oh,
wow.
Bunny ears.
Come on.
That's intimate.
Give him another chance. He wasn't malicious or anything.
Well, he is actually funny and cool. I mean, he's being funny about this whole thing. And I did enjoy our conversation during the meal. So I guess I'll give him another chance.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Adam.
Yeah.
You just got a second date.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, man. I can't tell if he got a second date or he just got a night of payback.
Yeah.
Order two entrees, bro.
I'm just letting you know, I'm ordering the most expensive things on the menu, and I know they're paying for it, but you might have to end up chipping in.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.